You've decided that you're not going to allow your circumstances to define you. You've decided that you're not going to allow the events, the things, the people, life, determine who you become.
There's two lies we've been told growing up. The first lie is you're nothing. You're stupid, you're worthless, you're not going to make it. And I'm sure many people listening and watching have heard that from teachers, parents, aunts, uncles, whoever it is. And then the other lie that we're actually told, and I don't think it's a lie, I think it's positive, but sometimes it's misconstrued, is you can be anything. And we all know that's not true too. Right. And it's unfair because sometimes people get misled. And the Dharma point of view is you can't be anything you want, but you can be everything you are. And what I mean by that is you have a genius, a potential, a power inside of you that you don't know yet. Why? Because you're inexperienced. It's not that you're unqualified, it's your inexperience. So people are saying, I'm stuck. I don't know where my life's going. I don't know what my purpose is. So you're perceiving yourself to be unqualified or underqualified. Actually, you're just inexperienced. You just haven't done enough things to let the magnet of your life tell you what it's attracted to.
A man is about responsibility. And I think a man, a true man, knows he's the head but plays, you know, the tail.
Here's what I'm asking you to do. Walk away from the 97%. Don't use their vocabulary. Don't use their excuses. Don't go where they go. Don't do what they do. Don't talk like they talk.
It's not what happens that determines the major part of your future. The key is what you do about it. If you will start that process of change, do something different the next 90 days than you did the last 90 days, like picking up the books to read. Since we cannot change the circumstances, but we can change ourselves. What you have at the moment, you've attracted by the person you've become. If you will change, everything will change for you. To have more, you simply have to become more. Start working on yourself, making these personal changes, it'll all change for you.
You could be given the best opportunity in the world. And if you're not willing to work, nothing works.
You want to get your work ethic so high that people actually admire you. I'm going to ask you a question right now. Do people know you because of your unbelievable work ethic? If you can't answer yes to that, man, you're not going to get in that top 10%. Dude, people need to know you for one major thing first. He works. The guy's there every day. The guy's pushing and shoving. Because the truth is, no matter how good your ideas are, how good your art is, if you're not working, man, if you're not vibrating at a frequency that people say, my God, how does that guy do all that? If you're not vibrating at that rate, tremendous work ethic, that's just a muscle now, and it's just a discipline in your life, and it's a way. Look, if you're not working at that level, you're not going to make it. Get your work ethic in, man. It's the American way. Work ethic.
Life gives us not what we want. Life gives us who we are. When you were born, you cried while the world rejoiced. Live your life in such a way that when you die, the world cries while you rejoice.
So, now what else would help you to be attractive to the marketplace besides more than one skill and more than one languages? I've divided it into five simple, basic fundamentals of ideas to ponder and think about that will increase your value to the marketplace, could perhaps, like it did for me, multiply your income by 2, and then multiply it by 3, and then multiply your income by 4, and then by 5. And once you get there, it's not that difficult to multiply it by 10, because all you have to do is make sure you become more valuable and more valuable and more valuable. You don't have to work on the economy, because here's the first note. Each person's income is determined primarily by their philosophy, not by the economy. Once I understood that, then I said, well, I don't have to go to work on the economy. And the answer was no. You only have to go to work on yourself to make yourself more valuable.
Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attraction. But guess what? Your imagination really is. It's the evidence of things not seen. Because your imagination, you know why it's the evidence of things not seen? Because you're the only one can see it. Your imagination is actually God showing you a preview of a coming attraction that he has for you. The moment you don't believe in your imagination, you negate what he got for you. Your imagination is the preview to life's coming attraction. It is the evidence of things not seen, because can't nobody see it with you. Your problem is you keep telling your imagination to the wrong people. See, if you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. It's dead. How many times, man, have you had a tremendous idea? Something you thought was the one, and you wouldn't told it to your loved ones and your so-called friends, and they shot it down. I mean, you was convinced that it was just, oh man, I just came to you. And you told it to them and they shot it down. And you thought since they was your loved ones and they friends and they got your best interests at heart, you believed them. You was wrong. You let them talk you out of what God got for you. Some of y'all still sitting here with the ambition of opening a business one day, but you scared to go start the business because you got a job and you got bills. Rich people got bills. Everybody got bills. Hell, I got bills. Everybody owes somebody something. I got something with the bank right now. You're going to let the fact that you got some bills stop you from opening the business, the thing that God done put in your imagination? So you're going to squash that because you got bills. Everybody got bills. Your real life is in your imagination. Can you grab what I'm telling you? So I don't know what you thought I was going to say to you. I'm just a real dude. I don't even have the education you all have. I flunked out of school. I ain't got no education. I don't use four-syllable words. The only four-syllable word I know is my bank account. What I'm sharing with you is stuff that everybody can apply today. If you're sitting in here thinking that you're too old to listen to what Steve, hell, I'm 60. I'm 60 years old, but I still rely on my imagination. See, if you think you're too old to make it, let me give you a prime example. Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders has been frying chicken his whole life. He was telling everybody he had the best chicken in the world. Ain't nobody believing. They turned him down everywhere. Colonel Sanders didn't get a franchise till he was in his 60s. Kentucky Fried Chicken sell more chicken than anybody in the world today. So if you're sitting there thinking because you got a little gray on you, you're too late. As long as God waking you up in the morning, that's the sign that he ain't through with you. So what you tripping for? You sitting up in here like God can't do nothing for you because you 60. Man, you know what I'm asking God for right now? And I'm 60. If you could see my vision board, you would be blown away. Because I got enough right now. I really know. But I ain't in the need business. I'm in the want business. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting something. Quit going down to these churches y'all sitting up in here going down to, keeping you in these little boxes. God got a big life for you. The only person ain't get, and look, and I love church. Don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking church. Don't tweet that. Steve don't care for the church no more. I didn't say that. But don't go down there, memorize all these scriptures, and then don't apply none of them to your life. That's what I'm talking about. Quit going down there just to go and just get a couple of scriptures and apply them to you. The smallest scripture I ever read changed my life. The scripture real simple. You have not because you ask not.
You see, successful people, we don't use hope as a strategy, because the minute you use the word hope, what you're saying is you have no power, you have no control over the outcome. When you give away that responsibility, you also give away that power. You have no control, you have no choice.
Because people perform better when there's no safety net. People perform better in sports and everything else if you don't have a plan B. I'm telling you, I've never ever had a plan B.
Like most of us, we struggled with those things. We were in charities and saying, you know what? But once I get rich and I get my powerful, then I'll feel good. So while you're out there striving for success and clawing for it, even though you feel insecure a lot, you say, I know why. It's because I don't have success yet.
And that's the key, because it means that we tried. It means that we got up. It means that we cured our fear by taking action over and over and over.
What will come, and whatever it is, I'm gonna learn from that.
You guys, remember, if you want to be successful, learn from the other people's mistakes. Don't learn from the successful stories.
I need you to be self-aware. So I need you to remember that you are always learning. In life, you are always learning. And I need you to believe in yourself. I need you to see yourself capable, lovable, and unconditionally worthy of your future.
You can go after whatever you want. You just cannot deny anyone else to go after whatever they want. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to do it the way everybody else has done it. You can do it your way. You can break the rules. You just can't get in the way of somebody else getting what they want.
The things that define you as successful existed long before you were becoming successful. The relationship with your family, the health in your body, the ability to command your arm to raise and it raises, the ability to smell the roses and to enjoy laughter, to laugh until your belly hurts, the ability to have faith and pray and see and believe in the unseen.
Figure out who you are, don't apologize for who you are, and then become even greater than you naturally are at what you are.
So many people float down the river of life without ever even putting their paddles in the water, just hoping and praying and dreaming and wishing that they're going to end up somewhere good. Guys, that's not how life works. You know, you have paddles in your boat, you just got to learn to use them.